from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And as you wake up this morning, if you're in the Pittsburgh Public School System, the largest in the region, then you definitely will take note of what happened at the Pittsburgh Public School Board meeting, where a proposal would consolidate, and so it would work like this. 16 schools would close, 2 would be reopened as a hybrid, and we're looking at, so the school district goes from 54 schools to 40 with this proposal.
And a bunch of other changes, consolidations, reconfiguration of the grades, also looking at creating a new facility or two, turning magnet schools into some kind of change with magnet schools. There's a number of tentacles to this plan, and none of this has been approved. This is all just a proposal. Nothing's going to happen this year, as you pointed out last half hour.
Yeah, I just want to make sure, so you already have some anxiety, maybe getting the kids ready to go back to school, and you don't want to add, hey, your school's going to be closed. That's not the case. Although in the proposal, when you're looking at high schools like Carrick High School and a list of other schools, then that would definitely get your attention, certainly if you're going to one of those schools now. But they're not closing now. And they probably shouldn't announce this a week before school starts.
And, the timing is a little unfortunate, isn't it? The school board will be looking at the final proposal in September, but not before another round of public engagement on that. Hey, what about this? 50 cars weighing 100,000 pounds have been pulled from the rivers by the people over at Three Rivers Waterkeeper.
Yeah, they keep pulling these out of the river. And the question is, how did they all get there? Well, apparently, they were dumped there on purpose.
Well, here you go.
Cars had been pushed off there back in the day as something that had been happening with maybe stolen or abandoned cars.
I remember.
Who would have thunk that this would be where we're at today, where we're pulling them out?
Did they say what make and model and years some of these were?
When they're pulling them out, I don't know if you've seen any of the video or any of the pictures, but they're unrecognizable.
Yeah, they're all rusted out.
Yeah.
So when he says back in the day, he's not talking about last week.
No, no. Some of these could be from the 1950s, maybe even earlier. Yeah, who knows?
For clarification, where are they doing this?
On all three. They've gotten them from the bottom of the Allegheny, the Mon, and the Ohio.
So
couple of days they've been doing this, and it's got people's attention, and then the reporters started showing up.
Yeah, and in the old days, I mean, it's easy, I guess, if you steal a car, push it in the river, right?
Or if you use the car in a crime that you don't want linked to you. You know, back in the day, it was a way to catch the crooks, was figure out what car they were driving. You find it in somebody's driveway, and you make an arrest.
When I was 17 in high school, I worked at a car place. It was not a big name. It was a very small place. And we had a guy come to us once and said, hey, if I swear to God, he said, hey, if you need to lose any cars, just let me know. I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, he has a big tractor, you know, one of those high lifts or the, you know, big machinery apparatus to dig holes. And he said,
backhoe.
Backhoe, that's it. He goes, I could bury your car for you for a couple $100.
I'm wow. Like,
okay, man, we'll give you a call if we need you.
What did you do at the car dealership?
I was actually a parts man
.
At a little foreign car place. And I used to also go to the junkyards. We'd pick up parts, drop parts off. Yeah, it was part.
I worked spot duty as a lot boy when my father was running a Volkswagen Porsche Audi dealership.
Lot boy.
You'd get a big push broom, you'd sweep the lots clean, and then, you know, wash the cars that were dirty.
That
can the used car lot, you know.
Lot boy. Lot boy.
So now, here's the unfortunate conclusion to last night's goings-on on the West Coast.
Bounce back up the middle, and Bogaerts on the run, throws the first, De La Cruz hustling all the way, but a good play by Bogaerts ranging to the left side of the diamond. He throws out De La Cruz, and the Pirates are shut out in San Diego, staring their ninth consecutive defeat. The Padres won all five meetings this year.
And I would just like to say that the low light of the night, if I can bring it up, is a possible double play. Ball was hit back to Luis Cruz, who was on the pitching mound at the time. He turned around to throw the ball to O'Neill Cruz at second base, and O'Neill Cruz missed it, and they lost the double play chance. It was a moment that I think encapsulated this last 9-10 games.
Hey, we got the game coming up at 4 o'clock today.
Hey, this is the place for them to break the losing streak, right?
Listen carefully. We're teaming up with 93.7 The Fan, our sports station, and WAMO 107.3 to pack the backpacks. Stuff the backpacks. Hashtag Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive, presented by Frank Walker Law. Go to our homepage, kdkradio.com. Also brought to you by MediConnect. Help, do whatever you can. Kids really, really appreciate it. It's an exciting time, too. And especially when they get something, they know somebody put some love and effort into it. And it's an effort every year we're proud to be a part of.
Larry, I want to put a correction in. A friend alerted me to it. I was calling our pitcher last night, Luis Ortiz. I was calling him Luis Cruz. I've got Cruz on the mind because of what happened at second base on that blown double play. But anyway, it was Luis Ortiz, and he pitched well last night. So thanks for the correction. I appreciate it.
Cruz is struggling, man. And then all of a sudden he'll have these streaks. It's
23 errors so far this year.
Ouch. I don't know if I told you I played a little ball myself.
You were a second baseman, right?
Yeah. I played a little second base. I don't know. I don't remember the errors. I tend to erase those things from my mind.
No, we remember the moments of glory.
You have to have a short memory.
Oh, by the way, the team from Washington at the Pony League lost to Mexico last night. I guess it was last night. So the Mexican team is going to move on to the final.
And that's
today. We wanted to give the kids from Washington an attaboy for getting that far.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Really, really good competition.
Yeah, we're talking about the Pony League World Series, and there are teams from around the world here in Washington County. And we talked to Lanny Fratteri, who's doing the games play-by-play. Good to hear him do those. He's so passionate, loves it. And the fact is, this is a big deal here. And
I heard from a friend today who texted or yesterday who wanted to know why the games weren't on live and that they were playing replays on Sportsnet Pittsburgh. I guess the later games must have been live, but
yeah,
people are interested.
Yeah, just the fact they're here and these young kids that are playing, you know, the
enthusiasm they play with. I love that.
And today is the last day, and they have had the most spectacular weather that they could possibly imagine for a baseball series. in Pittsburgh. Coming up, we're going to talk to entomologist Dr. Chad Gore. There's an issue and a warning that's been put out because of a black-legged tick. And, you know, we almost talk about, for some reason in particular, Pittsburgh in western Pennsylvania has been plagued by ticks more than most places around the country. And no one's sure exactly why. But we'll tell you what it is. A child tested positive for this virus that is spread, and it's rare, but it can be deadly. And we'll give you the details on that coming up right after the news. Also, we'll go live to AccuWeather and check in with our meteorologist, Joe Lundberg, about Ernesto and our weekend coming up. We got a lot going on in town again. Pirates and Steelers on Saturday on the North Shore. This is the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for choosing us. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And the first human case of a disease in Allegheny County has been reported. It is spelled P-O-W-A-S-S-A-N. It's a virus and a tick-borne disease that spread to people via a infected black-legged tick. And joining us is entomologist Dr. Chad Gore. Doc, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Hey, good morning.
And as you know, we've been plagued by ticks in this region for a long time, and they've proliferated. Nobody knows exactly why, but can you explain exactly what a black-legged tick is, where it comes from?
Yeah, the black-legged tick, it's also referred to as the deer tick. So that's Ixodes scapularis for us insect nerds out there, or bug nerds. So the black-legged tick is just a very common tick that we have around here. Any hunter out there is well aware of the black-legged tick, so they probably run into them quite a bit when they're out in the woods. So this is also the vector for Lyme disease, which is really one of the biggest risks that we have with the black leg.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Dr. Gore, in terms of the two diseases that we're discussing this morning, you just mentioned the more common Lyme disease, and now this other one that Larry's brought up. How common are they in humans?
Well, certainly the Powassan virus is pretty rare. If I remember correctly, there was less than 50 cases last year, kind of approaching 50 cases throughout the U.S. It's one of the reportable tick vector diseases. But Lyme disease certainly is much more common. Just in Pennsylvania, there were 16,000 cases. Last year, at least lab reported cases. So the risk is certainly much greater with Lyme disease. And there's a little bit of a difference between them as well. The Powassan virus is, as the name says, it's a virus, it's an arbovirus, whereas Lyme disease is, it comes from a bacteria.
And in this case, Allegheny County has put out the first human identified here as a child. And what are the symptoms that people are getting when they receive a tick bite, just in general?
Yeah, I mean, just a tick bite. Everybody reacts differently to bites of all kinds. Some people will not react at all to bites. Others will have your typical raised, inflamed area of the bite, itchiness and so forth that's associated with it. So everybody's going to react differently. You can't determine what kind of bite it came from, really, unless you see the culprit in the act of it.
I would imagine that, you know, like myself, you know, you're always checking your legs. You're always looking around when you're out in any grass or any wooded area. Why do you suppose that Western Pennsylvania is so plagued by these ticks?
Well, I mean, Western Pennsylvania has a lot of wooded areas, a lot of parks, a lot of places that people like to frequent. It's great, you know, it's great to be outside in Western Pennsylvania. Those are the kind of environments that these kind of ticks proliferate. You know, they are associated with rodents and other small mammals during certain periods of their time, of their life cycle, and then associated with deer as well in a latter part of their life cycle. So, we've got a lot of deer as well, so they do pretty well with that that whole life cycle.
Doctor, I understand, if I get this correctly, one of the best ways a tick can make it to your leg or your clothing is from a higher blade of grass.
Yeah, so what happens with the tick is that it crawls up this blade of grass, and it does this behavior called questing. So basically, it's got these little organs on their forelegs that detect carbon dioxide. So they'll go to the top of the blade of grass. They'll kind of wave around their forelegs, trying to sense the carbon dioxide. And then when something passes along and maybe brushes that blade of grass, they'll grasp onto it. So that's why we recommend people to stay out of the tall grasses and so forth, mow grasses in your property to keep them low. Not only does this help with keeping them from climbing these tall grasses, but also, too, it creates a microenvironment that's much more dry for the ticks, and it's a little bit more hostile to them.
And we've talked to Dr. Mike Hutchinson, a veterinarian, about some ideas of, if you're going to go out, some ways to repel ticks. Also, we advise you to check out those. And before you go, Doc, real quick, what happened to spotter and lantern flies? So I don't think we've seen as many as we did last season, or are they just moved around to different areas?
Yeah, so what we've seen is kind of what we're seeing in the eastern part of the state, where we have a bit of a wave of spotted lantern flies. So I think we're also seeing that on a more local level as well. So I know I'm getting quite a lot in my area. So I think the experiences are going to be a little bit different depending on where you're at in our area. But it's also still a little early in the season. Just wait until the weather starts to cool down a little bit. Then we might start seeing them coming more to the to houses and buildings to maybe try to get to those warmer sides of the buildings and escape some of the cold.
Dr. Chad Gore, entomologist with Ehrlich Pest Control. Always appreciate your input, Doc. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Coming up next, we're going to take you to AccuWeather's headquarters, check on our weekend forecast and Tropical Storm Ernesto. And let's check the AccuWeather forecast. Is Joe Lumberg? Let's see if Joe's up at AccuWeather's headquarters. We want to check on the weekend coming up, Joe.
Hello there. Good morning, Larry.
Hey, I know you're busy, but first, we got Pirates baseball this weekend, and we got a Steelers game on Saturday, back-to-back on the North Shore. What's the weekend look like?
I would say unsettled, but that doesn't necessarily mean that these games are going to be adversely impacted. I just think there's going to be some showers around on Saturday and into the evening hours, and probably some thunder, and probably going to be a couple of showers in the offing on Sunday. So I just have to try to squeeze things in between these raindrops. It's not going to be a rain-free weekend, that's for sure.
And while we have you, what about Ernesto, tropical storm that looks like it's threatening Puerto Rico? What about the East Coast?
It's pounding Puerto Rico right now with tremendous amounts of rain, and it's on the verge of becoming a hurricane. Probably will be upgraded to a hurricane here very shortly. And then it will move northward into the Atlantic. Bermuda's in its path, probably a Category 2, maybe a Category 3 storm when it goes by there in a couple of days. And then it will kind of sideswipe the northeast. I don't think it has any direct impact on, say, New England, but if you're planning a trip to Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, the beach will be a place not to go because of the rough surf and dangerous undertow. So that's really about the only effect on the Northeast this weekend.
All right. Appreciate the update, Joe. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's headquarters. Coming up in our next hour, our weekly visit with, we've got Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. A lot going on, and we'll keep you posted. Excited yesterday to announce our Lifetime Achievement Awardee for our Hometown Heroes event coming up on Tuesday, October 8th at the Lamont, and that is Jim Leland, former Pirate skipper who's having a year. I talked to Lanny Fratteri, who's a very good friend, yesterday, and he said, yeah, Jim is going to not only be inducted already in Cooperstown, but will be into the Pirates Hall of Fame. And also, his son's getting married this year. He's going to turn 80, and we're honored to have Jim Leland as part of our Hometown Heroes event. And we're still looking for nominations. Five individuals who are doing extraordinary things in our community. We want to know about it. Go to kdkradio.com. And look for the Larry's Heroes nomination page. And we'd love to hear from you. Tickets, by the way, for the event. I have a feeling they're going to sell out fast again this year, coming up on August 26th. And we're going to invite some of our past recipients. So it's going to be quite a night, quite an uplifting night at the Lamont on Tuesday, October 8th. Go to kdkradio.com for details. Just to mention, coming up, we're going to have Rich Fitzgerald, our weekly visit, in studio here. We've got, it's fair season in Armstrong County. They have the Dayton County Fair. Get all the details on that. And a Washington County Fair also. But we'll talk about some other things, too, of importance in the region. And if you don't know, Rich, after spending 12 years as Allegheny County Executive, is the Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, which includes 10 counties and the city of Pittsburgh. So the mission is to do these tremendous things in the region that take a lot of planning and thought, bringing jobs and just really supporting Southwestern Pennsylvania in a very positive way. A note from AAA. This is something, if you have a car seat for kids, AAA East Central hosting a free car seat roundup to collect expired, damaged, or unwanted car seats for disposal. And you can check in with AAA. This one's going to be on Washington Avenue at their McMurray branch this Friday, 11 to 2. But something about car seats. Unsafe car seats are bought and sold at garage sales. That's a no-no because you don't know what they've been through. In fact, if you have a car seat that's been in a crash, even if it's a minor crash, they recommend that you get a new one. They have all the information at AAA and highly recommend that you check it out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.